I'm Rita Deverell. Welcome to a special edition of MediaFile on Vision TV Insight. We're continuing our coverage, what really happened September 11th, how do those events affect us now? And we have a distinguished panelist.
Look at who really stands to gain from this. Look who has the motive. You're going to see all the evidence.
Truth told. They want you to believe the truth is irrelevant. Why they hide or race and cover up the evidence? But it's evident that somebody is hell-bent on bringing forth a unified one-world government. America destroyed by design. 9/11 was planned and covered up with lies. It's why the United States government denies they knew in advance of an Islamic jihad. They had 23 warnings from 11 different foreign governments. And they turned their head and ignored it. They let it happen. Just like they did with Pearl Harbor, cause they knew in advance and let the Japanese bomb them. They needed reason to go to war, and now it's 16 years later and they singing the same song.
Ain't nothing changed
but the president's face, but they left evidence all over the place. Cause if you do research on the FAA, you will see that the standard operating procedures state that if a plane flies off course, the FAA will investigate and make contact with the plane. If there's a problem, then they must call the Pentagon. That was jet planes to see what's going on, all in less than 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
But jets were not sent to after 30 minutes. And flight 77 take an hour to reach the Pentagon without one error you breach.
What the fuck?
True told, giving you fast, cause it's more than the planes that made the towers collapse. Why don't you find a survivor that escaped the trade center and ask them what they remember about September? And they'll tell you they heard not one, not two, but multiple explosions all around. And clear views, there were bombs in the building to make a collapse, orchestrated for trace in the building 7 perhaps. And out of the 19 hijackers listed by the FBI, it's a fact that 9 is still alive. Why can't a suicide bomber still be alive, blow up inside of a plane and still survive? I can't Bush be on Cipro 3 whole weeks before anthrax even popped on the scene? I can't Bush be in Florida reading the kids, hear about the crisis and not even cringe? I can't the economy me drop, almost stop, and Bush call our group mate billions in stock? Why can't the U.S. bomb buildings with children? Why Cheney's Halliburton get paid to rebuild them? Why did Bush decide to design and sign the bill W199I that would keep the FBI from apprehending both Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden? See, the questions are there, but the answers ain't clear, and that's exactly why truth's hold is here. I'ma speak the truth and keep giving you facts, cause 9/11 was grim, but it's not the last. I'ma speak the truth and keep giving you facts, cause 9/11 was grim, but it's not the last. Motherfucker. America, you've been lied to. You've been crippled and almost fatally bruised by the elite globalists who seek to furnish a new world order through the problem-reaction-solution technique. See, they create a problem while you demand and even beg for a reaction, and then they just present their evil agenda as a solution. If there's no problem, then they just simply create one. Governments throughout history has done this, the use of war to control their population. Do your own research on it. And while you research, look up and read about the Northwoods document created when President Kennedy was in office. This document was approved by the federal government's Secretary of Defense and contained plans of the U.S. government planning a bomb in D.C., blowing up one of their own naval ships, attacking U.S. Marines while dressed as Cubans, and yes, even hijacking an aircraft. All this was put together in order to start a war with Cuba. And when Kennedy found out, not only did he disagree, he began to make plans to abolish the Federal Reserve, abolish the CIA, and even began to pull troops out of Vietnam. And shortly after this, he was assassinated.